And with us this morning for the Paws Pet of the Week, we do have JC Pikel joining us. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So we got a two for Wednesday here today. We got not one, but two cats you brought, and I can't tell them apart from one another. Go ahead and tell us who you brought.
So this morning I brought Barbie and Skipper. Like Chris said, they are pretty much identical. One of them has a little white patch, I think, on her chest that you can kind of see. But they are both female gray, like that blue gray cat color, I guess you could say. And they're about 4 or 5 months old or so. I wanted to bring them both before they're going to Petco today. So they'll be at the Petco cages and stuff in Mason City. So if you'd want to see them, you'll have to go there. But I wanted to bring them to KCHA just because they're so funny and just kind of, now they're kind of getting into everything.
It took them a while, but they're
warming up. Yeah, now they're a little more comfortable kind of exploring and definitely double trouble. So they are available for adoption. They've both been spayed, current on vaccinations, microchipped, all of that. And we would love for them to be adopted together, but obviously it's not a requirement. They're both just pretty bonded, but I think they'd get along apart also. So they'd get along with another cat for sure. We have them kind of out at the shelter running around with the other cats. They get along with each other. They'd be really good companions, I think, for any kids or adults or any other cat or maybe even a dog.
This one's getting a little bit feisty. I love this one. Yeah, he's been pushing buttons on my board
here for
the past couple of minutes.
And now the other one found the plants. There they go.
Yeah, now you're at home. Now you're at home. So they are available for adoption. Talk about adoption hours this weekend.
So it looks like we will not be open on Saturday, just with volunteers, busy time of the year. But we will be open on Sunday 1 to 3. So you can stop out to the shelter Sunday 1 to 3. We have quite a few dogs. We're not really low on cats, but we're not high on cats either. We're about average, I'd say. So come out. They found the stickers too.
That's not a plant.
I know.
Stickers.
Come out to the shelter on Sunday 1 to 3, and you can learn about volunteering. You can walk our dogs, kind of anything like that, and get to see our animals. Even if you're not interested in adopting right now, anytime that these animals can see new people is just awesome for them, and it's just great interaction for us too. Helps us learn more about them.
We usually give our radio guests these stickers that say I was on the radio. Now he's turning off our recording, but apparently he wants that one a lot more than most.
Well, she
I'm not
wants
sure
to get her own sticker.
Yeah, I'm
oh, there
not sure.
She
oh,
goes.
Yeah,
jeez. No. Oh God. I knew this would be chaos. It's fine.
I'll just hold on to this one. There's one cubby hole that we don't want the cat to get through. Otherwise, cat will be here for probably an hour.
That's okay. It's happened before, right?
You're going right back to it too, aren't you? So let's go ahead and talk about, this is distracting now. You had the ATV ride, the Paws of Fun ride, that mm-hmm. is, last week. How'd that go?
So on Saturday we had our Paws Fun ride. We'd been kind of planning and promoting it since May, June this year, and it went really well. We were able to raise quite a bit of money. We had some great sponsorships. It was really great working with the local bars, establishments, and then the Fossil Prairie Park was also a stop. I know a lot of restaurants worked extra hours and they opened early for us, so that is just greatly appreciated. So shout out to them. It was a lot of fun. I know we didn't have a ton of people on our ride, but we think we had about 21 different groups. And every single one of them said it was a lot of fun and something different to do. Wish the weather was a little bit warmer, but the sun did come out for a while. But it was really a fun time for everybody, I think.
It could have been worse. We could have had snow.
Right, or rain. And it was a lot of fun.
So something to do possibly next year, perhaps?
I think so. I think we're going to try to pick a different weekend, maybe some weekend in September, maybe look at August, or even just a weekend earlier in October. We're just going to kind of play by ear and talk to the committee and see what works best.
Sounds good. So what's coming up next?
Next is probably Santa Paws, which is sometime in December. So we don't really have anything going on in November. We'll take a break from our crazy fundraising. In December, the Santa Paws is usually one of the first weekends in December. So we need to talk with Otto's Oasis yet. And we usually set that up there. It's just really beautiful in the background with all the poinsettias and everything. So just a really great, fun time to get some Santa pictures. We do have more pet costumes available. We thought about doing some sort of event with that, but we may run out of time. So if you'd like to see what Halloween pet costumes we have, we also have a lot of like sweaters and jackets for dogs and cats for in the winter time. So if you'd like to see any of that, definitely get a hold of us. We can show you what we've got. We may have some out on Sunday for display. I need to talk to our volunteer first and make sure she's okay with that. But we do have a lot that were donated, and we had them out at the fun ride, and it was just a lot of fun. It's a free will donation, and for these really nice, good quality pet costumes and jackets, sweaters, that kind of thing.
And that's right. Halloween is now less than 2 weeks away.
I know. It's so crazy. Yeah,
trick-or-treating coming up here less than 2 weeks. Tuesday, not this next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. So let's go ahead and talk about the need for volunteers and perhaps donations.
Yeah, we're always in need of volunteers. I feel like I say every week.
You can never have too many volunteers.
I know. It's so true. We need volunteers to help clean at night, cleaning the cats, cleaning the dogs. We need people to help walk the dogs, especially with the chilly weather coming. It's nice to get the dogs out as much as we can before we have to close our dog runs. But so definitely need volunteers for that. We're also in need of volunteers to be on our committees. We have a few different committees that we need help with. Fundraising is obviously one of those. Grant writing, kind of the winter months are a little bit quieter for us normally. So anybody who would like to help with grant writing or anything like that would be awesome. Reach out. We'd love to see what kind of skills you have. And it's a great way to meet people in town, too, is just volunteering and getting to know a different group of people with similar interests.
Yeah, perfect. So you can go to pause@charlescity.com to learn more about that, or find them on Facebook. Just search for a pause. And make sure it says Charles City in there as well.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for bringing these two bundles of joy to the studio this morning. Yeah, eat your greens. You got to have your greens each and every day.
Yeah, she certainly is.
Got that down. Well, thank you very much, JC. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
It is 8:16. We have community conversation number 2 with City Administrator Steve Deers coming up.